Now let's look at what happens at the moment of orgasm. Orgasm is a part of lovemaking. But all too often, orgasm is an emotional end. And lovemaking has no end. True lovers go on and on, making love until finally, perhaps hours later, the man ejaculates naturally and consciously. Or they pull apart and make love hours later. Or the next day, and the next and the next, without the man necessarily having to come. The emotional end to orgasm is a letdown, a period of post-coital sadness or depression. Before the troublesome emotions of the self are dissolved, physical intercourse stirs deep emotions of self-doubt. But know that this is so and is actually part of the spiritual process of facing yourself in order to know yourself. Most people miss the significance of post-coital depression and identify with it instead of gradually detaching from it. Orgasm is well and truly beneath the moment-to-moment beauty and purpose of lovemaking, but it will happen rightly for both of you without producing emotional traumas afterwards, if you are present enough to concern yourselves only with making love. For man to come before he's made enough love, before he gathers his partner's divine energies, is gluttony. In woman, coming is easy and natural, sweet and becoming, if she can transcend her self-protectiveness, and if only her partner can give her the chance to be natural and come naturally. But man is often too selfish. Down through the ages in his sexual greed, he has taught her, tricked her into chasing the orgasm to divert attention from the lovemaking he cannot give her. You cannot be aware of the sensation of love if you are chasing an orgasm, or in the case of a man, if you are trying to delay one. And a woman who believes orgasm is important but can't seem to have one will feel deprived or guilty, and she might give up. Many women have turned away from lovemaking because they confuse love with orgasm, and they turn their backs on the real wonder and glory of love. When woman stops trying to make love and is no longer lured or fooled by orgasm, when she refuses to have a greedy penis inside her and is pure and present herself in lovemaking, with not one thought in her head, the orgasm can come, naturally and effortlessly. It just happens beautifully, through the power of the loving penis deep inside her. The orgasm comes of itself, without either partner wanting it or trying for it, or it doesn't come, and that's no problem. These days women can have an orgasm and hardly feel it. The consciousness of love in very many women has actually left the vagina. It is so riddled with past, with tension and emotion, that women can't fully get their awareness into it, especially up near the cervix. The vagina has been desensitized there, and it's getting worse with every generation. Woman generally gets more pleasure and more sensation in the lower part of the vagina, because man no longer has sufficient authority to get to the deepest or highest part or stay there in love long enough to do what he is supposed to do. Because he cannot reach the part of her that is next to her spiritual garden, where the true goddess of love resides, he has fetched her feeling and her orgasm down to the front and concentrated her awareness on the clitoris. He has done this in two ways. By persistent ejaculation immediately after entry, and by persistent stimulation of the clitoris with his fingers to compensate her for the orgasm she otherwise does not have. He has made clitoral satisfaction, clitoral compromise, the prize of lovemaking. She knows it is not love, but what else can she do? What else is there? Because of man's failure to love her properly, she will masturbate on the clitoris as man taught her. If she were loved, she wouldn't do it. Without man's influence, she doesn't have the same compulsion to masturbate as he does in the relief of his sexual aggression. She got the habit from him. Only the penis can really make love with woman, not the fingers or any other device. Only man's living penis is designed to serve her in the vagina. Only a selfless, passionate, patient, loving penis can put the orgasm back where it should be, where orgasm happens naturally, where if it doesn't happen there is no disturbing emotion, when she knows by the sensation, the consciousness in her vagina, that she is being loved. Eventually, through loving woman, a man's hands become like his loving penis. His whole body becomes love, and woman will recognize this if ever she encounters it. Then his hands can love her in love play as her needs require. This cannot happen until man, through years of right practice of love, has developed and realized his psychic senses. The psychic senses are behind all the physical senses and are far finer and perceptive. As man learns to love the smell of woman, he starts to actuate his psychic sense of smell. The same with his lips. As he kisses her body with increasing love, her hair, her skin, her breasts, his lips are endowed with a new dimension of communication. The same with his touch. It becomes a harmony, a flow. Finally, he realizes the whole psychic sense of sense. This is one sense instead of five, and his whole body becomes that refinement of powerful and penetrating love. Then, even his presence communicates love.